Boom, boom, boom.
Bed cover versus bed box.
Yes.
Oh.
Giggity.
I'm assuming you're talking about a truck.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Do you have a table for the mayor?
Yes.
Why do you talk that way?
I had a stroke.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yes.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
I'd like to buy all these toys for some needy children.
Yes.
Is this enough dirty, dirty money?
Why, it most certainly is. Mr. Costington, something quite wonderful has happened. No. No. Yes.
Can we please get the hell out of here? This place gives me the creeps. Why don't you tell me we're coming to it now?
Hello, may I help you?
You can sure as hell try. Hi, I'm Abe Froman. Party of three for 12.
You're Abe Froman.
Problem?
You're Abe Froman.
That's right, I'm Abe Froman.
The sausage king of Chicago.
Yeah, that's me.
Listen, young man, entre nous, I'm very busy here. Why don't you take the kids and go back to the clubhouse?
Are you suggesting that I'm not who I say I am?
I'm suggesting that you leave before I have to get snooty.
Snooty?
Snotty.
Snotty?
Okay, Abe, let's go.
No, I'm not going anywhere. No, we like to be seated.
Listen, young man, either you take the field trip outside or I'm going to have to call the police.
You're going to call the police on me?
Yes.
Fine. As a matter of fact, I'll call them myself.
Yes. Call the police. This will be a hoot.
Ferris Bueller's online too.
Pardon my French, sir, but you're an asshole.
Hey, Mr. Rooney, how you doing? Listen, Rooney. I'm sorry to serve you at work, but I'm not feeling very well today, and I was wondering
well, I would say you do.
Possible for my sister to bring home any assignments for my classes that I might need. Have a nice day.
Why'd you hit me?
Mr. Peterson?
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Sorry.
Rooney!
Go ahead. Oh, no!
What up, Bob? God, man. We're Homo Johnson Lovemakers. We're a couple kids. Five, I guess, that like to make a little bit of love, like to make a little bit of music. Look at that. That's a desk. Just kidding, Bob. It's a table. I don't care about rules. Hi. What's your name? How are you? How's your life? Oh, you got a man. Are you in love?
If so, it's tight.
Is it just platonic, strictly just as friends, or the type that ties you two together till tomorrow's end? If it is, disregard every time I call you pretty. Though it's meant sincerely, it's just my imagination drifting. Brush me off like the dirt on Jay-Z's shoulder so I fall to ground, collect myself, and get ready to take over your heart. Or at least your spare time. And I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. Man,
fuck,
I really love being loved, but also really love not crying on the... We should go get a cup of coffee and all act friendly. And I won't pull any stunts, but I'm a freaking stunt puller from birth. So I don't know what to tell you if I try to confess my love for scones. I just want to tell you real quick, please. I love these scones. Just the diversity between the selection, the raspberry, the blueberry, the strawberry, pumpkin, even, which is basically a fucking squash. How are you gonna make a scone out of a freaking squash? It blows my mind. Oh, man. But what are you talking about? I'm so sorry to interrupt. Oh, yeah, your boyfriend made you mad the other day? What was he saying? What was he talking about? Oh, my God, that's crazy. What do I think? Let me think about it. He was being mean at that time. But I'm sure he's going to turn around at some point. And? I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. I really love being loved, but also really love not crying on the phone. Man, I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. I don't know. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. What's up? Yeah, what's going on? Oh yeah, she told me a lot about you. Yeah, uh-huh. It's so great that you're doing all of those things. You should keep doing all of them, I think. Oh yeah, my name's Hoa Johnson, I'm a rapper. I'm actually not a rapper, I like to say I'm a musician. I play guitar sometimes too, just not as good as Derek, it doesn't matter. But she is like the nicest person I've ever met in my whole life, and I'm sure you know because you sleep next to her every night and you guys just probably cuddle and kiss or whatever. But she, you know, she's just so sweet, and she cared about me a lot when no one else cared about me, and I think that's really nice. You know, she's just a peach. She's a peach.
Scone.
She's a peach. Scone. And? I love the thought of being with her. I just really hope that she doesn't get hurt, man. They say it takes 2 years to come back down to earth from that lovely place that you've been. I heard it's so nice. Good for you.
What's up? OG5. That was Hobo Johnson, the Lovemakers. Peach Scone, NPR Tiny Desk equivalent back in 2018, 6 years ago. Joining us from across the river is Mike, no use for a last name. And as always, our new co-host, Mr. Morgan Super Long, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, what's going on, fellas?
Morgan, super long over there.
Not only is it my last name, it's an accurate description
of his big toe. He likes orange scones.
Oh, yeah. What's up, fellas?
Oh, not much. Been a while.
A little bit. You've got some stuff to talk about.
I'm going to ask you guys a question later, and it's going to be a question I want you just to blow off and give me a yes or no answer. I want you to think about it and present it, and then we'll hopefully go in a deep dive, but we'll get to that later. Wow. Yeah. I saw a video on TikTok today. It reminded me of Mike, and somebody wanted to start a support group for people who lost their personal best fish.
Fuck you.
I actually lost a hog the other day. It was a brand new Guggen squad. What do they call it? Grass head swim bait. And threw it underneath the bridge, and this big old fish got it. I swear to God, some bitch jumped 3 feet out of the water and spit it. I got three fucking cameras on my boat, and you can see it from one, like in between my shoulder and the edge of the frame. You can see it for like half a second. I'm like, God damn it. But yeah, I kind of like the idea of a support group for people who just lost their personal best. That wasn't my personal best, of course. Well, I was 8 3/4 pounds. What's your personal best there, Morgan Long?
He's an offshore fisherman. And I guess in salt water, if you get it to the boat, it counts.
I don't want to be a dick. But if you're in a boat, regardless if it's saltwater or freshwater, or perhaps you're in a kayak, aren't you technically offshore? Just saying.
Technically.
Well, I suppose. I mean, you know, it's all semantics, really.
Yeah. Semantic. So I was watching a TikTok today, and some dickhead caught a fish, and he fed it to a baby alligator, and at which point I said, why? Why would you want to teach alligators that anglers are a food source? It ain't going to benefit us kayakers very well. And somebody else kind of snooty attitude with me saying that video was for bank fishermen not kayak fishermen. And I'm thinking, hey, stupid, anywhere in Florida there's fresh water and bass, there's gonna be a kayak in there sooner or later. So as a public service announcement from three kayak anglers here in Florida, don't fucking feed alligators, especially don't feed them fish. Because see, I care about my fish. I'm not the type of guy who has a fish that swallows a hook, cuts the line and throws it back in. I make the attempt to retrieve said hook. And oftentimes, when you're making the attempt to retrieve said hook, you got to keep putting the bass back in the water so it stays a fucking alive, and you pull it out and you get around two. Well, when you got assholes like that constantly feeding alligators fish, one day I'm going to come up missing a fucking hand because that alligator's going to say, oh, here's lunch. So, yeah, please don't do that.
gonna get the old Chubbs treatment.
The old Chubbs, the old sausage swipe.
Mm.
So what have you guys been up to? I ain't talked to you in a while. Went on a cruise.
Oh, man.
I got some new appliances on Saturday. That was pretty exciting for an old guy.
Welcome to Old Man Podcast. We're going to spend 20 minutes talking about appliances. First question, are they brushed metal or stainless steel?
Well, the dishwasher was stainless steel, but the washer and dryer are white.
Is your wife the type of wife who keeps the protective plastic on the front screen of the washing machine interface for 20 years and then pulls it off? That's not a blue front, by the way, for you those sitting at home saying, I got a nice washing machine with a blue front panel. No, that's called protective screening. You never pulled off. I remember I pulled one off my dad's dryer like 15 years later. My wasn't blue.
I haven't taken it off yet, but the one that's on the dishwasher was clear. So,
yeah,
good enough. But I did get out fishing on Sunday, so that was cool.
Did you catch anything?
Nice.
Yeah, I caught a couple of, like, 2-pounders. Nothing too exciting.
Out at Lakes Park?
Yeah.
Well, that is something for Lakes Park, to catch a couple 2-pound bass in brackish water when I've been out there 13 times and caught maybe 3 fish on all those trips. A 2-fish day at Lakes Park, especially if they're over 1.5 pounds, that's a fucking red-letter day out there.
I was pretty excited. And then as I was pulling the kayak out of the water.
That's what the kids call it nowadays. Pulling the kayak out of the water, were you?
That's what the kids call it. Yeah,
the only pulling out I get to do. but anyway, mom and dad, little boy, probably about 6-7 years old, and his little sister, they're fishing on the bank. And I hear this little boy start screaming. Like, you know, kind of scared me at first. And I look over and he's pulling out of the water probably your fish, Mike. I mean, this thing was probably every bit of 5 pounds and almost as big as the kid was.
And he caught it on a fucking night crawler.
Well, he caught it on a shiner. You know, they were fishing with live bait. And I mean, it did me good to see this kid being so excited about fishing.
And then Morgan went and pushed him in the lake and then took a picture with his fish. Like, look what I got, guys.
He should have just walked over and said, hey, kid, let me hold that for a second.
That's my buddy Mike's fish. Here's a hypothetical for you.
Uh-oh. Is this the question that we need to answer later?
No, this one just, I've had this thought a few times. Let's say hypothetically you're out fishing and you catch a fish, but you're a catch and release kind of guy, but maybe there's some people on the bank who are down on their luck and they're fishing for dinner, and they say, hey, you want to throw that back? Why, you want it? Yeah, we're hungry. Do you ask them if they have a do they need a fishing license for you to give them that fish?
I don't think so.
What if they're fishing?
If they're fishing, that's their problem.
But if you give them said fish, are you required to have a fishing license if you were to take a wild fish home, clean it, and eat it?
I'm with Mike. That's not my problem.
Yeah, I think only if.
Not if they're standing on a pier,
like rod and reel kind of fishing.
Yeah.
Like if I caught a fish, and you walked up and said, "Hey, can I have that?" and I gave it to you, that's not legal. Illegal.
Well, what if I had a fishing rod in my hand?
That's on you. You're taking that risk.
Just a question I've wondered
if I'm legal, I've got my rod and reel, I've got my license, I catch the fish and all that shit. I harvested legally. If I give that fish to you and you have a rod in hand and you have no license, that's your fucking problem.
Well, look at you, Mr. Bougie. You can afford a fishing license. Fuck you.
Well,
he's probably like me.
I purposely afford that fishing license because I know exactly how much it costs not to have it.
No, you and I have had multiple conversations on this podcast and your fishing podcast about people who go out there with $3,000 worth of equipment, I couldn't afford a $14 a year fishing license. Okay, yeah. Fella. Hope you can afford the $500 ticket you're going to get. It's like $14 a year.
Do you have the veterans one, Mike?
No. That was... why, do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
When I tried to apply for it, they said it was for disabled and retired veterans. And I am neither of them.
Yeah, you just have to, you know, like when you go to renew your license, mm-hmm. talk to them again. And, you know, if you...
Just say, can I get a fishing license?
Well, I mean, if you persuade them to the fact that, you know, because what I did is I took my DD-214 in there.
Yeah.
They don't know what that is.
You know. Ah, it's the greatest.
No, I know what that is. I said they don't know what that is. If you take that Walmart,
they have no idea what that is. And yes, that is the most wonderful piece of paper you could ever fucking have. What a piece of shit!
I knew somebody had his.
But if you throw
wall.
That in front of the, you know, the Lee County Tax Office,
yeah,
a lot of times they're like, okay, here's your $10. You know, I mean, I can hunt ducks. I can. You know, do a bunch of shit.
Yeah,
because
you get the sportsman stuff, so you get fucking everything all year. Yeah. Fucking every year, you pay like this little amount of money, and you get every fucking license that you could think of.
And yeah,
I did look into that, like I said, and they because I do all my stuff online. I don't go down there and talk to them.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you live in Florida or even most states, I'd imagine, except for maybe Kentucky and Alabama because they're backwards. But most states are gonna have a My State app. Like we had the My Florida app, and you can download the Florida Fish and Wildlife app. You can get your fishing license.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
So with the Florida Fish and Wildlife app, I can download and display my fishing license.
Correct.
And on my Florida app, I can renew my driver's license and I can renew my car registration, but why can't I have a digital copy of my ID on it so then I wouldn't have to carry my wallet at all?
You can.
Can you?
There's an app for that too.
Another app?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a whole
you
other
figure
app
that
out
the
there
app that you can use to renew it that doesn't require, which by the way is insane. I remember back when the internet came around, it's like, oh, you want to renew your stuff online? Well, you still got to fax us a copy of your birth certificate and piss in a cup and send us hair samples. Now it's like, I remember, perfect example. When I needed to get my birth certificate back in the early 2000s, I actually left California, flew home to fucking Kentucky, and went down to the state with my mom's, not because she needed to be there, because I needed a mode of transportation. This time for the cruise, I just went online and hit a button. Didn't have to send them a copy of my ID. Didn't have to send them a fucking my address showing my water bill. No, I just went on there, gave them my name and social security number, and gave them money, and they sent me my fucking birth certificate. It's a little concerning on the lack of authentication they needed for such paperwork.
That's exactly what I did when we went to go get our passports.
Yeah.
Because I had gotten a legit copy of my birth certificate a few years back, but going through divorce and moving and all that stuff, it got, who knows where it went, but I went online and there was like four different options of being able to get your birth certificate. The first three were going down somewhere to go do it. And the fourth one was like an extra, I don't know, like $5, and I could do it online and they'll mail it to me.
Yeah. Cause that website just went on the dark web and pulled it off some hacker's website. And sent it to you.
But
so are you from Florida, Mike?
Fuck no. Yeah.
Were you born here?
Yes.
I thought you lived in Missouri or some shit.
No. I lived in North Carolina for 10 years.
Same difference.
I had to get my original birth certificate from Oregon and both of my kids.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. talk about a pain in the ass.
Oh,
and
man.
And expensive, too. I think it cost me like $200 to get all of our birth certificates sent down here. It was ridiculous.
So the reason I had to get a birth certificate is because, well, we were going on a cruise and we experienced that. I'm working on a YouTube video and I know some of y'all are like, why are you putting up so many shorts? Where's all your long format? I got like four long format videos I'm working at simultaneously. I'm just trying to actually I'm trying to increase my production quality on my videos instead of just what I used to do is just hack that shit together in 20 minutes in my bed and put them up online. I'm trying to put a little more production behind them. So there are long format videos coming. But so we went on a cruise and we took the Carnival Sunrise out of Miami. Ship was originally built in 2009, but refurbished in 2019. Very modern, very small vessel. I think it's one of the smaller Carnival vessels. 4-day cruise, leaving out of Miami, going down to Half Moon Cay, which is a private island owned by Carnival. And then on the second day, you go to Nassau, Bahamas. So we get on the boat, and we find our room. This is my second cruise, which Carnival knows. When you go on your first cruise, okay, first thing they do is, if you're going to go on a Carnival cruise, you've never been on one, when you get to the port of Miami or wherever your port of departure is, they're going to take your picture. I was having fun and went like this, and they took my picture. Little did I know that that picture was going to be part of my Carnival ID for the next 4 days. And anytime because that card, your key card is your credit card on the boat. You don't present credit cards unless you... So you want to buy something at the bar, you hand them this card. I tried, Carrie handed me her card. They wouldn't let me use it because her photo came up. So every time they were, there's somebody going, making this dumbass face. I thought I was just having fun at the fucking check-in. Little did I know, all weekend long. But so we get on the boat and we get our key cards and we leave the port and it's a party. Like, it was cool. They have a big ordeal. Carnival always has all these different things, but whole top deck was just full of people. And I felt like I was on MTV Spring Break. It was like all 90s hip hop, everybody twerking and dancing around you. We're leaving. And it was a good time. Got out to the Atlantic Ocean. Could not believe how dark blue the water fucking is. I realized that the blue that Carnival uses on their vessels and on their logos and on their towel is the exact same color shade as the blue water. Somehow their people figured it out, got the color scheme perfect. That is how dark blue that water is. And then obviously when the water gets shallow, it gets a lighter turquoise. I'll go over all the finer points of the cruise in my video. You guys can go check out on my YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com, look for D410 Media. But let's talk about the downside of the cruise.
The downside story too when you're done.
What we learned, because the first time I went on a cruise, it was just a quick trip to Cozumel. The girl I was dating at the time, her mom was getting married. I got a free cruise out of the deal. I think we talked about it before. This time we're going to Bahamas. 4-day cruise. I think the price was roughly about $65, $75 a person a night. Not very expensive. So when you have a not a very expensive cruise, it attracts a certain type of person, if you will. And that's the type of person who's looking for a good time for a cheap price. Speaking of cheap prices, if you want to save some money, you can go on Amazon and you can get these this device. It's kind of like a giant vice head shrubber thingy with a cup on the bottom. That's a device that's used to put corks in wine bottles. And then you can actually buy these heat shrink sleeves with the actual factory wine topper on it so that hypothetically, if you were to accidentally pour an entire 17.2 fluid ounces of Larceny bourbon into a empty wine bottle and then accidentally dropped 2 blues and 3 purple drops of food coloring in there to where it almost looks like a dark red Merlot, and then you accidentally boiled some water and then dropped your cork in that water just long enough so that when you put it in this device and you accidentally fell on it, it pushed the cork into the bottle. And then somehow the bottle miraculously falls over and that heat shrink cap falls on it. And then it falls into the water on the stove and shrinks. And then somehow that miraculously rolls its way into your suitcase because Carnival allows you to take one bottle of wine with you.
Dang, I hate that when that happens.
Yeah.
And they also allow you to bring a 12-pack of Coke. So if somehow you got this mystery bottle of bourbon and a 12-pack of Coke, you don't need a $400 fucking weekend drink card. Because I've done some additional research.
At least not for the first day.
No, the thing is the drink card, you're only allowed 15 drinks a day.
And I know. I maxed mine out.
Really? You've maxed out the 15 drinks?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the other rub.
Like, and my wife.
I was going to say, if you're going to go and it's you and Mike, Yeah, here's the rub, Mike. If you and your wife go and you want to get a drink card, your wife has to get one too, because they don't want her jumping on yours. So in our case, we had 12 people in our party, and so we Carrie's stepfather went, he got a drink card, and we put one of the six-year-olds as his cabin mate, so we didn't have to buy the extra drink card because no one else wanted one. I had my bottle of bourbon lasted until the very last night. Just got down my last can. I was slow drinking them all day. I wasn't drunk, but it helped me maintain a buzz. I did buy a Bud Light here and there, and I did buy another drink. And so we're drinking, we're having a good time. People are starting to get a little loud. Yeah, it's fun. Go to sleep. People tromping up and down the hall at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it is. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. They do have some cool kids clubs on the vessel. They have different groups. They got toddlers on up to 12 to 14 and then 15 to 17. And what we discovered is, like, the responsible adults who didn't want to be around their kids said, hey, go check out these clubs. And surprisingly enough, the kids actually enjoyed the club. You just had to make them go one day, and then the rest of the time, that's where they wanted to be, because they want to be around you as much as you want to be around them, which is not a fucking all. And you're on a vessel, so as long as they don't fall overboard, what the worst could possibly fucking happen, right? And like Sariana won like a Carnival Cruise like medal, just like one of my 5K medals, because her team won the scavenger hunt. So they got plenty of cool shit to do. So you have the responsible parents doing that, so their kids are somewhat maintained, occupied, and supervised. And then you have the baby kids running around. These are the kids of the people who don't give a fuck. They're like, we're in an enclosed environment. We paid to be here. Go sick. Do whatever the fuck you want. Don't bother us. Despite the fact that every dog sniffed every bag at the Port of Miami, somehow we still got 43 pounds of pot on this boat. How do I know? Because that's what my hallway smelled like the entire fucking time. And so they're out having fun. But the kids, the unsupervised assholes, this vessel had two water slides on it, faster than any water slide at fucking Sunsplash, believe it or not. these were almost borderline, what was that super fun park in New Jersey? Extreme American Land, whatever the hell that danger park is.
Yeah.
These things are so fast, like on the yellow open, when you're like, you, everybody you'd see hits their elbow because it's all just a giant circle because it's on top of this ship. So you're banging your elbow and you dump into like 8 feet of water. I mean, well, a foot and a half of water, but you're laying down, so you get water up your nose, but it's fun. The other slide's super fast. So me and Sariana stand in line. Here comes a kid. I got my arm on the banister. She walks right underneath my arm, and we'll have three other people. And I said, yo, there's a line here. She stops and mean mugs me. Her scared little white friend stopped behind me and just stopped. I was like, there's a line here. And she just mean mugged me and then went down the slide like, fuck you, dude. Okay. Whatever. Her friend stayed in line because her friend was scared. And so we're having fun. You do have the occasional woman, and not a thong, but a straight up G-string twerking on the pool deck in the face of your 3-year-old child. So that's cool. Good times for everybody. So there's always that.
Yep.
So it's educational.
Yeah. Hey, at least they weren't dudes in fucking thongs. Well, you know, I did see two trannies on the boat, but they weren't out in bikinis twerking on the deck. They were just dressed up appropriately in evening gowns doing what fucking classy trannies do. The trannies of yore, like we're used to seeing. Like the classic trannies of yore, you know, the ones who would dress up like women and then go fucking nightclub and like RuPaul back in the day, right? Good old fashioned respectable tranny.